Hi, I'm Robertson from a Shapiro, from Chabad North Shore. My husband and myself were sent to lead the community on the North Shore 28 years ago by Filobavitcher Rebbe of blessed memory. Our objective has always been to create a home for all Jews where every single Jew feels welcome and embraced in a non-judgmental environment. We service the community with a shul that's very embracing and warm, with a long day camp preschool, with all sorts of educational programs, counseling, a wide array of activities to really engage all segments of the community in their interest, in their area of interest. Really have seen a lot of growth and connection with so many people. North Shore is a very vibrant community and we're very proud to service that community, our community on the North, and actually extend ourselves to the broader Jewish community as well, and often to the community that isn't Jewish, providing them with various services.
We're talking to Robertson Fruma Shapiro from Chabad North Shore, and you're listening to SBS Radio broadcasting around Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Robertson Shapiro, there are lots of Israelis on the North Shore, and from what I hear, they love coming to Chabad, the North Shore. Used to have Sukkot for a special evening for Israelis. What is your message to them now before Yom Kippur, if they have got nowhere to go?
Oh, absolutely, our doors are open. The Israeli community feels so comfortable in Chabad North Shore. It's really an extended family and we embrace and welcome any Israeli that wishes to come and participate, be it in the services or the kids programs that we offer over the Yomim Noraim in our community and in our environment, because it really is a non-judgmental environment. There's really a place for everybody. It doesn't really matter if you're totally secular, if you're not at all religious. The Israeli community feels very, very much at home. There's a huge turnout from the Israeli community to our Lag BaOmer events, as you say, to our Sukkot events. We have special events just for Israelis. Thank God, I do believe that we've created a warm and inviting place for them to feel at home.
I must say, your community is always very warm and welcoming. Robertson Shapiro, can you tell us the essence of Yom Kippur and the importance of Yom Kippur to the Australian Jewish community now in 2017? We'll start with the relevance of Yom Kippur. What does it mean to us in 2017?
That's actually a very good question. First of all, to understand what it means today, we need to understand the source of Yom Kippur and what he has meant to us for so many years, over 3,500 years, in fact. We know that Yom Kippur was established as a day of forgiveness and a day to start again and really improve and change. And this was based on the forgiveness that Hashem gave the Jewish people after serving the golden calf. It is as relevant today as it was 3,500 years ago, because human nature hasn't changed. The reality is that this is a day that we really focus on a deep connection to Hashem, to our Creator, to our purpose on earth, to our relationships and thinking about where those relationships are headed. So I think for every single person living, whether it's 1,000 years ago or in 2017, the message is eternal. It is a message of forgiveness, looking at our relationships, thinking about which relationships we can humble ourselves to mend and ask those whom we may have hurt for forgiveness, and really be magnanimous and forgive others who have hurt us, perhaps. And of course, it's an opportunity to really stop and reflect on our purpose on this earth and really stop and reflect on our relationship with Hashem, because nobody's perfect. We've all perhaps said things or done things that we're not necessarily proud of in the past year, and it's an opportunity to reconnect to our souls, to reconnect to Hashem, and to make those verbal commitments to become better people. So I think that point of really connecting to God and becoming better people and improving our relationships is very, very relevant and very, very important, because otherwise the years just go by and it's so quick and life is so busy for everybody. If we didn't actually have this time of reflection and introspection, perhaps we wouldn't take that opportunity to reflect and to really connect to our purpose and to really revisit and mend relationships both with God and our fellow man. It's very difficult to fix everything in a day, but perhaps if on Yom Kippur every person is able to even mend or reconnect to one relationship that perhaps needs correcting, needs reform, needs improvement, starting in our own homes with our spouse, with our children. We can perhaps think of one person whom we may have offended or hurt and take the time, pick up the phone, take the opportunity to really talk to them and to ask for the forgiveness. If we take this opportunity to doing one mitzvah, one extra mitzvah for the coming year, to become a more wholesome, connected Jew, in one way, then the day is certainly achieved the objective that it set out to achieve.
And we are talking to Rebbetzin Fruma Shapiro of Chabad North Shore in Sydney, and you're listening to SBS Radio broadcasting around Australia. Rebbetzin Shapiro, can you tell us, please, some of the customs and rituals of Yom Kippur?
On the day itself, there are five tefillot of Yom Kippur. It's actually a journey into the five dimensions of our soul. It is customary as we ascend this ladder of connection to Hashem that we really reach a particularly high spiritual level, and we're compared to angels. Angels don't eat, so we fast because it's a really spiritual kind of experience. Wear white as a symbol of being like angels on such a holy day. There's no eating, drinking. You know, the prayers are very, very beautiful and very symbolic. There's a famous prayer, Umatane Tokef, where it speaks about how on this day Hashem seals our judgment for the coming year. So on Rosh Hashanah, Hashem, so to speak, writes that judgment, and on Yom Kippur, Hashem seals the judgment. It's really a prayer that causes deep reflection of knowing that we are in the hands of Hashem. Hashem decides our fate. We're not in control of our fate, and Hashem decides who will live, who will be poor, who will be rich, what our fate will be for the coming years. Of course, you know, the other famous prayer of Al Chet, where we ask for forgiveness for the many sins we may have done in the past year, and whilst many of those sins are not owned by us necessarily, but as we pray as a congregation, we acknowledge that all the actions of everybody in our community impact all of us. We're all interconnected. So when we say the Al Chet prayer, we are saying the Al Chet not just for ourselves, but a recognition that all Jews are deeply connected to each other, so that perhaps something that someone else has done that I haven't done, I'm still acknowledging as a connection to myself. Like a family, we all impact each other in a beautifully positive way, and also when we perhaps don't do what is right. So the Al Chet covers many, many, many different possible scenario sins that we may have done, and so again, another prayer of reflection of our actions of the past year and a determination to improve for the coming year. And I want to just extend a personal invitation to anybody who perhaps isn't a member of a particular shul, or wasn't planning on going, or doesn't know anyone, or anybody who wishes to join our services or bring their children to our children's program, come on Yom Kippur, please feel free to join us. Our home is your home. Really, it is. You are part of our extended family.
Rebbetzin Fruma Shapiro, thank you so much, and Gmar Chatima Tova.